Well, I brought the footstool. Of course, it wasn't for himself he wanted it, but for his lady. But I never heard nor saw her. Eh, what? So now the ghost is married? The eyes of the two managers traveled from Mame Giry to the inspector, who, standing behind the boxkeeper, was waving his arms to attract their attention. He tapped his forehead with a distressful forefinger to convey his opinion that the widow Jules Giry was most certainly mad, a piece of pantomime which confirmed Monsieur Richard in his determination to get rid of an inspector who kept a lunatic in his service. Meanwhile, the worthy lady went on about her ghost, now painting his generosity. At the end of the performance, he always gives me 2 francs, sometimes 5, sometimes even 10, when he has been many days without coming. Only, since people have begun to annoy him again, he gives me nothing at all. "Excuse me, my good woman," said Moncharmin, while Mame Giry tossed the feathers in her dingy hat at this persistent familiarity. "Excuse me, how does the ghost manage to give you your 2 francs?" "Why, he leaves them on the little shelf in the box, of course. I find them with the program, which I always give him. Some evenings I find flowers in the box, a rose that must have dropped from his lady's bodice, for he brings a lady with him sometimes. One day they left a fan behind them." "Oh, the ghost left a fan, did he? And what did you do with it?" "Well, I brought it back to the box next night." Here the inspector's voice was raised. "You've broken the rules. I shall have to fine you, Mame Giry." "Hold your tongue, you fool," muttered Monsieur Firmin Richard. "You brought back the fan, and then?" "Well, then they took it away with them, sir. It was not there at the end of the performance, and in its place they left me a box of English sweets, which I'm very fond of. That's one of the ghost's pretty thoughts." "That will do, Mame Giry. You can go." When Mame Giry had bowed herself out with the dignity that never deserted her, the manager told the inspector that they had decided to dispense with that old madwoman's services. And when he had gone in his turn, they instructed the acting manager to make up the inspector's accounts. Left alone, the managers told each other of the idea which they both had in mind, which was that they should look into that little matter of Box 5 themselves.